Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It's Saturday, August 25th, 2012. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. You know, it's my second attempt to do this. I'm out walking the dog, and I think I accidentally hit the pause button. That's always nice, right? So we'll see if I could do it again. I'm sure I can. Anyways, we'll talk a little bit about the stock market and I don't know, whatever else I can think of out walking on this hot August day. The late in August, the time is going by. Anyways, the stock market this past week, let's just say it was one day the Fed said this, and one day the Fed said that, and this central banker said this, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That seems to be the, that seems to be what's going on mostly, right, is the market's getting moved by the Federal Reserve. Stocks, is anybody even paying attention to stocks? I don't know. It's just crazy. Yesterday when the market was down, and then Ben Bernanke came out and said, oh, you know, we might do quantitative easing. Let's not be so hasty to dismiss it. And sure enough, what happened? The market turned around. So we've been seeing that day after day. And what I think it points to is a low volume summer. And especially this last month with and the last couple weeks. I mean, last couple weeks of summer, you know, people are getting out for that one last warm weather trip, and you know, it seems to me that volume is light and it's a little whippy out there. They say never short a dull tape, and I guess this is why we're seeing you know, the market's really at the top of the trading range, right? I mean, it busted through a little bit, then fell back down, and now it's right back up there again, or close to it, and right around there. So I don't know, selling may dead, or is it just still what it is? And we'll have to wait and see. Not this week, maybe after Labor Day. There's been talk that, hey, maybe this is the week we'll see folks take profits, right, ahead of Labor Day, because folks might be a little worried about September. But, you know, maybe that we just hold status quo until September, and then I think there'll be some folks that are expecting, oh, now that folks are back, we'll have a big breakout, and we'll finally be able to get some buyers in and push it higher. And then, on the other hand, maybe some of these Wall of Worry stuff will push it back down. So let's talk about the Wall of Worry, slope of hope kind of things, emotions in motion. And on the what do you want to talk about first? Let's talk about the Wall of Worry. That's easier, right? Makes you sound smart. You know, Europe, is Europe really any better, or have they just kicked the can down the road? Seems to me we have a European crisis every you know, every few weeks. They've been on vacation, so it hasn't been that bad, but they come out and, you know, you talk about Greece and, you know, Italy, Portugal, blah, 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 Spain. Maybe France coming up with those high tax rates. Some businesses maybe, you know, thinking about doing something else. Anyways, you know, we could see, you know, more European-related volatility in the market. Because that, you know, that seemed to be pushing the market down for a while before summer. Or at least kind of a hanging over the market's head, right? And then so that's a Europe, and who knows what's going to happen there, really. You know, my thought is that, you know, and I want to wax, maybe I don't want to wax too pessimistic, but I remember back when I was a little kid and in school, and I think our professor made us read this book on the history of nations or some such thing, and how countries trade in their freedoms for security over time. And that nations don't fall in one day, typically. It's a process. And I think, you know, with all this debt out there, you know, maybe that's just part of the process, to where they just can't finance things anymore and have to cut until the next empire comes along. And then they start losing wars and losing some of their riches. So I don't know. I don't want to get too pessimistic on that. But that's kind of my vision of not just Europe, but maybe even the United States. So let's add to the Wall of Worry that the United States has another $1 trillion deficit, at least. And that was announced by this last week. They announced what the budget was going to be. And yeah, sure enough, it's going to be a lot of money that we don't have, that we're spending and borrowing. And we're borrowing at low interest rates, right, too. So but these low interest rates, imagine our payments. I think right now we're about, what, 2% interest rate? And imagine how much money it'll cost to service the national debt if interest rates were, what, 6%? That'd be, whatever, 4% of $1 trillion on top of what we're paying now. And I don't know, what's that about? It's a lot more, right? 800 billion, something like that, more, just to service the debt. And we never pay principal down, only interest. Interest-only payments. So, and then you take a look at the rest of the United States. You take a look at the states. 44 states actually reported an increase in unemployment. There's a lot of budget deficits. Moody's is looking at some of the more California cities and saying that even more of them could be declaring bankruptcy due to all the money they have to pay in pensions and the money that they're not getting in their revenue coffers due to the real estate collapse and higher unemployment. So, you know, that's a problem. That's on the wall of worry. What else is out there? I don't know. Just leave it at that. I mean, debt, deficits. We got the presidential election. So we have potential probably for another gridlock, right? Looks like gridlock's going to be... only if Romney wins, there will be. The Republicans will have probably have a majority in the federal government, but the Democrats would still have the filibuster, thus, for all practical purposes, being able to stop anything the Republicans wanted to do, and vice versa. Vice versa, for the most part. So political gridlock, but I don't know. I think I probably put that on the slope of hope, right? Because the market tends to like it when the government can't do much. But maybe they've already done too much, right? With the environmental regulations and healthcare, and there's a lot of uncertainty out there for businesses. Yeah, businesses are raking in a lot of profits, but they seem to be reluctant to spend them in this kind of climate. So that's my thought there. Slope of hope. What we, the economy is growing. It's growing at about a 2% clip. It's not fast enough to hire new workers, but it is high enough to keep the economy going, you know, chugging along. It keeps interest rates low. You know, low interest rates have benefited those of us who use credit. If we finance our homes, buy a car, well, you know, that kind of stuff. Interest rates are pretty low, right? You can't get hardly any lower. We're at lowest rates in history. Although the lowest rates in history didn't help Japan. They've been at near 0% forever, it seems. But at least it keeps our expenses lower. I mean, I don't know about your house payment. My house payment's down quite a bit. My taxes down quite a bit due to the falling real estate values. So that's more money I can spend. And, of course, I'm spending it on gasoline. Let's add gasoline to the wall of worry, right? Gas prices have gone up quite a bit over here in California. We had a refinery fire, and I think gas is over $4 even for just regular gas. Not even the premium stuff that goes in sports cars. Here we go. Some of the niceties of walking the dog. My dog likes to bark and chase. I should be able to train that out of her, right? So anyways, let's talk about my overall portfolio allocation. It's changed. I think I mentioned last time it's changed a little bit. I was in cash and low beta stuff, and now I'm probably more in low beta stuff than anything. And actually hasn't really done that great. It's been kind of ticking down a little bit. It hasn't even been going up with the market, although the market didn't do much this last week. But so, I don't know. I'm kind of waiting to see. I still believe that we are in a sell and May scenario. Basically, because we really have been inside that trading range. We were only out of it briefly. And to me, that's not too convincing, right? It could be a false breakout, but... we'll see. My thought is that this is the last week of summer. I don't know if the sellers will come now or later, but I'm still thinking we have a little bit of work to do, and I am not going to get more aggressive. Not yet. You know, we'll see what happens in September and October, but I'm thinking the market has some work to do. So I don't know if we'll go back down to the bottom of the trading range, but we'll have to see what happens. So today I heard on the news Neil Armstrong passed away, 82 years old. Wow, he's, you know, something. I know my generation, first man on the moon, you know, I got to see that, watch that. I was just a little kid, but I remember it. And, you know, that, it's huge, even if it was all faked, right? Let's see what else. Can't think of much else. Feels like summer's winding down. Kind of sad to see it go on the one hand, but, it's almost football season, right? I had one fantasy draft, and I'm in another league, so that's tomorrow's business. Well, hey, it's Saturday. Enjoy the day. Go jump in a pool if you got one. Hang out with friends and families. Have a barbecue. Enjoy it. I hope you're having a great one. See ya.